This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for hot takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? This is episode 119 of the Rafters podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. I'm your ever consistent host, Liam McDade, across the virtual table from the man, the myth, the legend, Connor Strayer. What's up, big boy? How you doing today?
Big boy and the legend. I'm good. I am a mythical creature, I'd say.
Something of the sort.
It's Friday. Can't complain.
Any extravagant plans for the weekend?
Like I was telling you, off air, just looking at apartments with the girlfriend. So yeah, it's rough out there.
Sounds about as much fun as being waterboarded.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, there's great places, but it's just like stressful. It's just like, it's like applying to college. We're trying to explain it to people. It's like in Boston, it's like, it's definitely like applying to college. Like you're just, and it's, there's like an application fee and you're sending all that shit in. So
it's supposed to be fun, but it's not very fun.
No, you go look, the looking part's fun. It's like, it's this beautiful place, but then it's like, it's $3,000 a month of rent and we need first month's last. So here's take, we need $8K.
They're right fucking all my money.
Here you go to live in a Dorchester. So it's like, it's not like we're living in Miami, Florida on the beach. We're living, we are living near the water. But anyways,
it's still not the nicest.
Yeah, still. It's just like, at least we got the Celtics, we got the Red Sox, we got the Patriots, we got the losing Bruins too. All of our teams are crumbling before our eyes besides the Celtics, as we'll talk about.
Yeah, is Bruins game 7? No, they played last
tomorrow.
Night, right?
I wish it was tonight. I kind of wish it was, but and it's at
it'll
home.
Be tight on a Saturday.
Ooh, actually, what are tickets?
It is
that?
At home. I just looked it up earlier, $250 for the cheapest.
Yeah, you're right. $289. Well, the app I have is like without fees, and well, it includes all like the hidden fees.
Oh yeah,
it shows you the finalized price. So $290 to go watch the Bruins lose in Game 7. God bless who's never going to go.
Leaves.
Yeah, God bless the souls that are going to
go. My supervisor has season tickets. I'm sure he's going to go. The poor fuck.
Hey, if you have season tickets, you have to go. But I'm not paying $290 to potentially watch the Bruins lose, even to win games. You may as well go the next game, game three. We're not home team. Game three of the next round is this basically the same price. I'd rather go to that if we win.
Yeah.
Because then at least it's a guarantee, not a maker. Like, you're not going to go home crying at the end of the
game. Yeah, you're not going to be fucking miserable.
Your team's done. So at least game three, your team still has a chance, even if they do lose three in a row. But yeah.
Yeah.
Celtics, you don't have to worry about that.
No, we don't.
Cool. Next round, we might.
We'll get to the next round in a sec, but I kind of like both matchups either way. One I favor more than the other. The Bruins are fucking. I can't believe they lost without Austin Matthews in the lineup the last two games for the Leafs. I thought that was a fucking layup.
Yeah, and I've been taking the Bruins. I don't trust them. I'm not a hockey guy, but every parlay I have them in, I take them plus 1.5. I know. I just don't want to take the money line ever. Everyone's like, it's the Leafs. I'm like, the Leafs only had one less win than the Bruins. It's not like they're a bad team. They're like,
everyone says because they're cursed, though, right? Aren't they like everyone's?
I don't believe. I don't believe in curses. I don't believe.
You're not superstitious. You don't believe in ghosts. No. Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah, well, that's not superstitious. Ghosts and aliens are different. Though, no, but I don't believe in, like, curses. I don't believe in, like, bad
It's voodoo magic.
I don't believe in voodoo magic. No, I don't believe in that.
You don't believe in spells and potions and hexes?
No.
Struck me as somebody who would.
No,
you have, like,
I don't.
A voodoo doll of, like, your worst enemy in your room that you poke with needles?
I believe you could do whatever you put your mind to, like, manifestation kind of stuff. But I don't believe in, like, bad luck or, like, curse of the Bambino. Like, no, we just sucked for X amount of years.
For 80 years.
Yeah, we just fucking terrible. Do you know how hard it is to win a championship? It's hard. It's like a lot of teams will never win it, and it's so hard to do it. It's just
We're cursed.
You just weren't good enough.
We just sucked.
There's no curse. You're just saying that
one
to make yourself feel better.
30 some odd wins every year. So
yeah, you're just saying that to make yourself feel better. But yeah, the Bruins, we'll see. We were saying the Bruins are cursed, or no, the Bruins are
No,
not
the
cursed, but
Leafs. Leafs
the
are
Leafs,
cursed.
yeah, and they're gonna
Yeah,
reverse it
that's what I
probably tomorrow.
hear.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I have a
I don't.
future to for the Bruins to win the finals or whatever, Stanley Cup.
Ooh,
I put
so you're
$10
gonna
on it
hedge?
before the playoffs. No, it was
Oh,
$10.
nice.
To me, that's whatever. It was a fun, like, if they win, I get like 180. They were like the
Hey.
fifth favorite to win it out of like the whatever teams that make it.
Yeah.
So their odds were like +400 or something. I don't know, whatever it was just.
I'm a fair weather fan. I gave up watching them last year. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, I do have a bet before we get into it. Scotty Scheffler, it was Dave Ward and I put the bet up online. He was like Scotty Scheffler to win this golf tournament like a week ago, and he won it, and the Celtics to win the finals. So $5 to win $29.25. So
Wow, high roller.
not much. Well, yeah, whatever. And then Bruins $10 to win 175. So
Nice.
I
Well,
don't think
that you
that's in
could
the
put
world.
that toward your eventual first and last deposit.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a lot more than that. I'm gonna have to
Yeah, I would say
gamble.
so. It'll take about 1% out of
About to put like 4K on the Celtics to win the championship. Well, we'll talk about. I don't
that.
even
That's
feel
your
comfortable
saving
doing that.
grace.
Yeah, I don't feel
If
comfortable
you
doing
did
that
that,
anymore
dude,
either.
I would be stressed out for you.
Yeah, because they're we'll talk about it.
Yeah, so let's get into it. The Heat series has come to a wrap. We beat them in five games. We had that one outlier, the fucking game where they shot immaculately, 55% from three, wide open looks all over the place. I think we talked about that last time we recorded. It was after the last time we recorded, I believe so. Maybe we just talked
No, we
about it
haven't
over
recorded
texting.
since the series started. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. So
Yeah.
then we were just texting about it, but either way, that game was atrocious. But I knew that wasn't repeatable. A lot of people said, "Oh, watch the fucking Heat come back," and not to toot my own horn and play Messiah here. But I was like, "No, they're gonna be pissed. They're gonna kick the Heat sticks in, and this will
Yeah.
end pretty quickly." And they did exactly that. And last night, stomped them out 118-84. The game before that, 102-88. Most of the games weren't really too close. Game three, 104-88.
Usually by halftime.
And
The game's over at
yeah.
halftime. See you later.
Yeah, they were
Yeah.
up like 30. I'm like, yeah, this doesn't fucking matter. Like, they're letting Tyler Hero get wide open layups, just like, because
Basically, yeah.
they'll take the twos. Like, we don't care. Like, score as many twos as you want, you're not coming back. So, yeah, what were your takeaways from the series? What got you fired up, and what made you feel good?
Three big things. I don't like the loss at home.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah, I get they shot their best, but a historic night, but still,
Best shooting night in Heat history.
yeah, but still, you just did it. It seemed like, well, they had wide open shots too.
Yeah.
Celtics just didn't show up to play that night. They should have won that game. They just didn't have the hands in the face. Even the announcers were like, they're not even putting their hands up.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you don't guard some good 3-point shooters, they're gonna make the shots. They're professional basketball players. They make I one even the announcers was like on the broadcast, I forget who it was, but he was like, these are literally like they're shooting warm-up shots right now. That's how wide open they are.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and I was like, see, like we play defense and we can just you're not gonna shoot like that. I
Yeah.
wouldn't really call that a historic night. Yes, it was by the numbers, but
Statistically speaking,
we were giving them literally wide open shots.
it
Lazy
was a
defense on our
historic blunder on the Celtics
and
that
it,
led to
yes.
their great statistics.
Exactly. So I count that as just lazy defense at home, especially in the playoffs, first round against a team that you should have swept without Jimmy Butler. It's a little concerning. I went ahead of myself and said they're not going to win the finals to a bunch of people based off that one loss. Because,
Wow.
and I might hold to that. I might hold to
Kudos to
that.
you for admitting that too.
I don't
Hey,
know. I might hold to it because it's a little concerning. It's just that was the Miami. They're not good. They're not a good team
Yeah.
without
We
Jimmy
should have
Butler.
swept them.
Easily, and you shouldn't have let that happen. So that's my take on that one thing. I mean, say like we'll probably play the Cavs in the next round. We'd love to play Orlando, and I guess we'll talk about that. You said you would want to rather play one team than the other, but the Nuggets, they're not gonna joke around. If we reach the finals and the Nuggets are there, or even freaking car or whatever the Minnesota, holy shit,
Yeah.
they're not playing around. They're coming to play every night. And it just
Yeah.
seems like our team is kind of just like, eh, well, we're the
Like, we'll get
Celtics. We got the
there.
best regular season team. We're good. And now that Porzingis is hurt, that's another next topic. Porzingis, how long is he going to be out for? Yikes.
Yeah.
Not a good look. I don't think if we don't have him, we're not going to win the finals. That's if we get to the finals without him, we're probably not going to beat Joker and the Nuggets in the finals, or Minnesota. I just don't see us winning without them. And then the third topic, I'd say the third thing that stuck out, Tatum's been not great.
Tatum has been right?
He's been he had a good shooting percentage last game, but besides that, he's kind of just in the game before that, Derek White went off. So it's like there are some factors that go into it, but he hasn't really showed like leadership of this team yet. He hasn't showed that he can just take over the game himself. And I don't know if that's the coaching or like what it is, but he seems kind of just like in the shadows that whole series. He had a good first game, I believe. He had like a triple double or something.
Yeah.
But since then, he's been kind of non-existent, and it's a little like, what's up there, bud? You're supposed to be a top five player in the world, and you're not even putting up top five numbers. Granted, Derek White and the rest of the team has been playing phenomenal, so he doesn't really have to do much. But like, come on, bud, you should be demanding the ball. He doesn't strike me as like a killer.
Yeah.
One of those guys who's just going to be like a Kobe, like who he strives to be, or one of those like Michael Jordan. And he's just not giving me that attitude. He's giving me like kind of still like a little baby. But
yeah, I got the numbers right here. So we'll address the Tatum one now. He's averaging basically 22 points a game, 10.5 rebounds, 5.5 assists, 5 games, shooting 29% from three is what really stuck out for me.
29% from three is pretty bad for a top five player in the world.
On 6 attempts a game, he's hitting basically 2 of them. Yeah, he just hasn't been great. He hasn't exactly needed to. Like I said, we're kicking their dicks
in
for the most part. But it would be nice if the percentages were a little better. Like if you're gonna have a triple double and score 22, and the rest of the team is playing really well, I get it. But like the numbers, the statistics, the percentages,
the
between
percentages
the ear
aren't
shit
there.
Aren't great. No.
Aren't great. And some of his shots too. And I don't know if you watch most of the games, some of his shots were pretty off the mark, like almost like airball. Like they were like not even close to the rim. I was like, whoa, he's not looking that great.
Yeah.
Which is
like those shots
concerning.
Where it goes like just left of the rim and like hits the backboard.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like,
bounces
damn,
off the back.
Dog.
Yeah. Like,
oh
that's
my
not
God.
Even close, dude. So it's like,
and he
it's a
loves the
concerning,
contested shots. Like I gotta say, like I don't think
he
Jason
took a lot of
Tatum's
those
ever
too.
seen. Yeah, I don't think he's ever seen a shot he doesn't love. Like he never gets a look from the defense and goes, "Yeah, no, I can't make this shot." Like every single time, he's like, "Oh, they're gonna double me. I can rise up above this." You're like, "No, no, 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 no."
Yeah. So like, I mean, next round, I would love to see him just take over a game.
Yeah.
Just completely from start to finish, dominate like
yeah,
the top players in the world are currently doing.
Yes.
Go out there and dominate, which he hasn't really done. When it really called the first game, I mean, I just
triple
want to see
doubles
him
are
do it.
impressive, but like I want statistical production game in and
Yeah.
game out. One triple double doesn't mean you have a good series.
No, I mean, freaking a lot of players do that now. It's like a lot of players can go out and give you those numbers. So it's just like I want to see domination. Actually, not even just one game, for like the whole series. I want to see him pretty much dominate. Like push. Who's the guy in Minnesota that's doing that right now?
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards. He's dominating from start to finish that whole series.
Yeah.
So I just go out and do something like
totally
that.
Counted them out. I look like a fucking idiot to all my friends. I was like, yeah, the Wolves ain't winning shit. Anthony Edwards isn't that good.
Dude, that next round, Timberwolves Nuggets is going to be – that's a fire game. That's going to be crazy. Is that on tonight? No, it's not on. It's Saturday. Set tomorrow at 7 o'clock
tonight
Eastern.
Is game 6 of the Cavs,
which is snooze fest. Those game, I don't know if
Magic.
You've watched those.
I haven't watched
I guess
any.
If you want to talk about that next, like our next opponent, or did what were you big? What were your big three things from this series?
So, I don't know if I'm going to scrape and claw to get three things. Like the one game doesn't exactly turn me off as much as it does for you. Obviously, it's not great. I would love to see this be a sweep, but the Celtics have kind of always done that. Last year in the first round, they hung around 6 games with the Hawks when they should have beat them in 4 or 5. Like that just seems to be the fucking trend here. What I super don't like is some questionable coaching decisions.
Yeah, that too.
Like the little nitpicks you can do there, and I'm not
Good
even going to
point.
Bother going super in depth on it. It's just he's going to fucking he's going to make his decisions. We've been on and off with Joe Mazzulla for, you know, his whole time, especially in the playoffs and crunch time. His lack of calling timeouts, his decision making down the stretch. Fans are always going to disagree because we have the benefit of hindsight. So I don't get too hung up on that. The Porzingis thing brings me out, though. Like you were saying, like Porzingis being injured, like that fucks with me a little bit where I'm like, okay, we said all year if Porzingis goes down, we're probably fucked. And sure enough, he gets a calf strain. I thought it was way worse. My buddy who I was texting was saying he thinks it's an Achilles injury. I'm like, please, for love of God, don't say that. Like, the last thing we need is a fucking Achilles injury. I would have killed myself. Yeah. But now he's considered week to week. He's definitely, you know, going to miss the first game of the next series. Anything that gets him back. Yeah.
Potentially. I mean, if you really want to sweep a team, that's a series of four games. You can do that in a week.
Yeah, the second round could last until May 19th if it goes to the full seven games. I don't know.
You don't want it to, though.
No.
To rest them, you still want to just get it out of the way. Less games, so,
like,
better.
I definitely sit them the first game and kind of feel out the series. Like, if we're struggling, then obviously he's got to play. Like, but there are plenty of series that are games that I think we could dominate and he wouldn't even have to be a part of it. We still have a loaded starting lineup besides him. So give him all the rest possible, because if he's lost, we're fucked. And when I saw that, I was like, all right, here we go. Like the same old song and dance, Porzingis hurt, Celtics like hurt in the playoffs last year. The losing game to the Heat, Tatum rolls his ankle in like the first quarter and we get blown out, and Kyrie Irving gets hurt way back in the day, and you know, that everything just seems to fall apart for the Celtics in the playoffs. So that part freaks me out.
But, agreed. Yeah, I mean, just to hone in on that, I mean, the injury is tough, and it says like right here, I just read something, he's probably gonna miss the whole second round. So Porzingis injury update, Celtics big man will likely miss second round playoff series per report. That was yesterday. So I mean, like you said, if I highly doubt this, but if we go down to like actually the Cavs, I've been watching the series, Magic Cavs, they haven't been looking bad, but they have been losing to the fucking Orlando Magic. So
yeah,
they do have some big men. They have a decent squad. We'll talk about this, but like if we go down 0-2, like two losses, which I don't think we will, then you kind of have to be like, all right, do we rush Porzingis back? What do we do here? I think you have to.
Yeah, which blows. Like, I don't want to put him in that spot either, but if we're down 0-2, like something which drastically terrible has happened, it would take a lot to be down 0-2. A million other things have to go wrong, and if that's the case, then to say it, like, we're just not a championship caliber team if we can't fucking roll over the four or the five seed without our, you know, arguably third best player, probably second best player, like
maybe best player.
I know,
I don't know.
We had this interesting talking point. We're texting, who is the first option for the Celtics? Because then the last game,
I think Derek White
was going crazy, and like, we were joking about it, and you kind of gave me your list. It's very difficult to agree or to disagree with your list.
I was saying that before, like even the playoffs. I was saying Derek White is literally he's the clutch guy on this team. Like he does take, if you watch the games in the regular season, he's the guy that has the ball in his hand at the end of the game. They don't give it to Tatum. They don't really give it to Brown. It's mostly Derek White controlling the ball and taking the shots at the end of the game in clutch situations. Yeah. So something's up there, and I know Tatum's clutch numbers are they're pretty bad. His statistically, Tatum's not good in the clutch.
Yeah.
That's just what it is right there, black and white, cut and dry. His numbers are not great.
We looked it up player. In the last episode. Yeah, they're just not great.
And then, well, I don't know, obviously White's taking less shots, but it's still, they'd rather have him with the ball at the end of the game. And obviously he's balling out. I'm surprised. Very surprised by Derek White right now. I don't know where this is coming from. I'm not going to ask any questions. 2 years ago when they
traded for him, would you have ever suspected that he'd be this good? Because I thought he was going to be a stud, but I did not think he was going to be this good.
No, definitely a guy that's going to come in and help us win a championship, but not like lead us to a championship. We'll see. I mean, we still got we got a long ways to go until we even get to the championship, let alone win it. But it's looking good. I mean, even without Porzingis, I think if he can replicate that, which is going to be hard to do in another seven or six game series or whatever it is, it's going to be hard to replicate over and over again, but we'll see. Like I said, I want to see Tatum play balls off the next few games. He really needs to come out and dominate and control this team like the leader he wants to be, I think. I think he wants to be a leader. Or is he kind of just sitting back and letting it, like, hey, I'll sit back if this is going to help the team win?
Yeah, I don't know. He talks a big game like he wants to be the leader.
That's what
I
I
don't
mean.
know how much he actually embodies it or not. But I'm trying to find Derek White's stats here. Yeah, sorry, I can't seem to find his collective stats for the series, but he's been big balling. I it's bad. I almost trust Jaylen Brown in the clutch more than I do Jason Tatum, where I'm like, you know, like if the ball ends up in Jaylen Brown's hands at the end of the game, I won't be so nervous.
I would. I don't know. Have you been, in some of these games, he's kind of pulling out this new shot, which I haven't really seen a lot. Maybe I didn't watch a ton of regular seasons that much. But he's been doing this like turnaround fadeaway shot, like
Love the
mid-range, like
mid-range.
that. And I'm like, and he's not making a lot of them. I'm like, bro,
Really?
what
I think
is
he's
this?
hitting him at a good clip. I love his
Oh,
mid-range.
I'm
I
just
like that he
not a
steered
fan.
into it. No, I like that he steered into it mostly because no one does it anymore. I love the old school game where I'm like
Yeah.
DeMar DeRozan. I'm like, take those mid-range. So
Take it to the
I
hoop, though.
like it. Yeah, certainly. But like he dribbles into traffic and he turns it over like a jackass. Like if that's his comfortable shot, then fucking go for it. And what you've been
Yeah.
watching, you don't think he's hitting them at a good clip?
I honestly haven't been looking at Brown's numbers really too much. I
Yeah.
mean, he Brown is Brown. He's been pretty consistent, so
Yeah, he's
which
been
is
fine
amazing.
this year.
Yeah,
It's
he's
tough to
been.
bitch about him.
No, he's been what we paid for. I mean, it's hard when you have so many guys on a team that can go out there and give you 30 a night. Like,
Yeah.
if Tatum wasn't there, I'm sure Porzingis or Brown could be a 30 night a game score. And vice versa, if Tatum
Yeah.
was just on a team without Porzingis and Brown, Tatum would be going out and scoring 30 points a
Oh,
night. I
of
mean,
course.
a lot of people can do it, not to take away from Tatum, but like,
Yeah.
look at the NBA. A lot of like no name players, so to say, are going out and giving you 25 a night. Like,
Yeah, role
it's.
players can give you 20 points a game now. Like it's a scoring accelerated league.
Yeah, which is great, but it's just
Yeah,
like
it's
people look
underrated.
at number scoring, and I'm like, that's you gotta look at like other shit. It's not just all how many
Yeah.
points the guy scored. It's like the
How
percentage is
does he
not like
do it?
how efficiently did he put up those shots? Because if he's taking like 100 shots to put up 25 points, well, that's not great. Well, not 100, over exaggerating,
But you know,
but
I know
whatever.
what you
You got what
mean.
I'm saying? Yeah.
High volume like that. But yeah, I got Derek White's numbers here, and they're pretty fantastic. 47%, or basically 48% from three, 57% from the field, averaging more points than Tatum, 22.5, 3.5 is the rebounds, 2 or 3 assists. So pretty all right.
Yeah, I mean he's been the guy. I mean, it's tough to like really hone in on how the Celtics can play besides like we played a team without their best player.
Yeah.
And their only chance was to shoot lights out from three.
If he was in there, it's going to 7 games, which
And
sucks.
yeah, and we gave them that game. I mean, so to say, like yes, they had, like I said, a historic night, but we didn't play any defense. So it was just like we were basically letting them shoot the shots and they made the shots, which
Yeah.
sucks. But I mean, there was, I guess, like we said, it's we expected pretty much this domination from the get-go,
Yeah.
right? Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean,
I would say, I think we both had like kind of inflated egos after a great regular season. We're like, oh, Heat, no Jimmy Butler, we're gonna kill him. And then after that game, they lost. We're like, okay, are they? But yeah, they're. I kind of expected them to get back into good shape and whatnot.
and I mean, I blew after the second game. I was like, we're not winning the championship, but like the next games, I bet like I knew we were still gonna dominate like this team. I wasn't saying we were gonna
Hammer
lose this
the Celtics
round.
spread.
Yeah, I know I was hand well, not even spread. I was hammering their first quarter spread, the first half spread. Like they were, I was like, I was not playing around. Like I was like, we should come out and dominate that every single quarter. Like it shouldn't even be close at the first at
And for the
halftime,
most
the
part, it
game's
wasn't.
done. No, at halftime the game should be over. Like just completely done. Like pack the bags. And one more thing, the coaching. I know he kind of probably wants to assert his dominance, but like, dude, you got to take these starters out at like fourth quarter. Don't even play them. You're up 20 something points going into the fourth. Don't even play these starters because that got a little chippy there at the end. There was a lot of chippy moments, which I
Yeah,
did
we were
not
texting
like.
about it.
Yeah.
And that drove me friggin' crazy. It's like, why is Tatum in the game so late? And then he ends up, like, you know, getting hurt, quote unquote, which was like a loosely defined getting hurt, but still friggin' like the fact that he's even on the field for that opportunity. It's like Derrick Rose getting hurt back in the day, like with a minute left in the game where they're up like 20. It's like, all right, why is he in the game? Now Derrick Rose's career is ruined because you have this guy playing in a pointless playoff game when they're gonna win.
Yeah, agreed. It's just like, bro, let's the this series is not worth having even Tatum getting hurt. Like, we can't have
No.
another guy
And
get
the
hurt at this
bench has
point.
been fine. Like, we're not going to give up
Yeah.
a lead because of our bench. The bench has been more than serviceable. So I think it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, for now, but like, we don't want to risk it. Yeah, we're still loaded without Porzingis, but like, still, we're not going to risk another guy getting hurt. If one more person gets hurt, then it's like we're brought back to like everyone else's level where anyone has a chance.
Yeah. What are you thinking for the next round? So I have a favorite in mind. It kind of seems like you're leaning toward the Cavs.
Oh, I mean, I'd rather play Orlando, but
Oh, you would.
yeah, 100%. Orlando's, yeah, I don't think Orlando's that great. I've been watching some of those games. Because on the week, actually, they've been like the 1 o'clock games on the weekends, Orlando and Cavs.
Yeah, because
So
no
it's
one
like,
gives a shit
it's the
about them.
first game. So I'm just like, all right, I tune in. And I actually have been
Yeah,
watching a
get
lot
a
of the game.
midday drink on.
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, but yeah, been watching them and they're not good. Like Franz Wagner, whatever his name is, like
Yeah, he
they
had
have
one
the
good game.
hustle, but like other than that, they're not that great. They're young, which
And you're gonna
Paolo
say this
Banchero.
all about the team that has exactly your Fresh Prince on it? You're gonna talk all this shit?
This is a learning point for him. This is like he
Yeah.
needs to get humbled. He needs to get, and this
You're
is
like,
what's going to
next
happen.
year he'll be perfect.
Tatum had to go through all this stuff too. Like
Yeah.
your first couple of years, and this is great for, I mean, I love Paul and Wendell Carter Jr. and another Duke guy who starts for them.
Oh, I didn't know that. I guess I hate him too.
And he's only 25, so I mean, he's Tatum. I think he played with Tatum actually,
Oh, did he?
or he was like the year before Tatum. But yeah,
Probably.
they're a good, solid team. They're just young. They have no experience, and I think we would
Yeah.
just wash the floor with them. They just don't have enough. I mean, their starting five is decent. Their bench, like Joe Ingles, is coming off the bench. Joe
I
Ingles,
know.
like,
Crazy.
bro.
I can't believe he's in the
Yeah, I saw that the other day for the fair. I was like, this 36-year-old guy. I mean, still a great player. I mean,
Yeah, shooter.
serviceable. But I mean, he's in the playoff. He had 6 points. Yeah, he's not doing much. He's not getting many. He's getting minutes, actually. He's getting like 10. He's averaging like 12 minutes a game. But I think they're just a little bit too thin. I'd rather play them in the playoffs if I had to. The Cavs, I think they actually have some decent talent on that team. Like, and they have better, obviously, they from
They
front
have
to
Donovan Mitchell, who's
top
the
to
best player
bottom.
in the series.
Yeah, so top to bottom, you have better talent. I was actually surprised Max Strus is on that team. I saw him
He's
go
killing it.
ferocious. Yeah, he's playing out of his mind. So like, and didn't he kill us 1 year? Like on
Yeah,
the Heat. Like
last year.
he's a baller. Yeah, he can shoot. He's not scared of. I don't think the Cavs are scared of the Celtics. I don't think many other, like a lot of teams are scared of the Celtics, to be honest. But,
No, they show a lot of weakness.
yeah, 100% would rather play Orlando. Will we? I don't think so. I think Cavs will probably close it out tonight. But we'll see. I mean, I think we still go against a 7-game series against Cleveland, even without Porzingis. I don't think it should go more than 6 games. If that went 7 games, then we're 100% not winning the finals. I'll put my money on that because we should not go to 7 games against the Cavs.
Yeah. See, I kind of lean towards I'd rather play the Cavs. Like that
Lean,
seems
yeah.
like yeah, like that seems like the more favorable. I don't know what it is about the Magic, and maybe it's just kind of like a no, I wouldn't even say it's a regular season thing, because when they had Dwight Howard, like they gave us a lot of trouble and whatnot.
Oh my God, that was forever ago.
I know it was, and Dwight was a
That's
superstar, but
Dwight's
like
in China now.
he's in Taiwan, actually, but
Taiwan. No,
yeah,
yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's a
and
big difference there.
he's the best 3-point shooter in Taiwan too, so that'll tell you about the talent level over there.
Yeah,
He's
that's sad.
He's shooting the best percentage in their
Good
league,
for
which
him.
for
Hey,
him,
good for him.
yeah, baller. I love it.
Yeah.
And like, it just imagine Dwight Howard torturing a bunch of smaller Asian dudes. Like, it just must be a nightmare for
Yeah, I love him. He's a weird guy, but
Yeah.
I whatever he's into, good
Yeah.
for
Hey,
him.
more power to him,
More power to him. He's spiritual. Yes, if you want to call it that.
I figured you'd be into something similar though. So I'm surprised
Yeah.
you're like, no, not exactly.
Anywho,
But yeah, no, like the Magic have, it seems like every regular season for as long as I can remember, like we lose either one or a couple of dumbass matches to the Magic where they haven't been good in forever. They'll roll out these shitty fucking teams and still somehow beat the Celtics. When I was a gambling man, I used to always bet on the Magic against the
it's true.
Celtics, and it was just so random. Like, it never made any sense. But it's like the Celtics were just like, oh, we'll smoke them.
It's a
And then
Mickey
they
Mouse
didn't.
team. But yeah, I mean, they're in Orlando, and I think most of the games they it's like historically they don't play well in Orlando. I know that. But I think in the playoffs it's a different game. Like they're gonna be honed in. It's like a different atmosphere. You're not just like a regular season game going to Orlando, good weather, you're near Disney. I think a lot of players in the regular season probably bring their, like, if they have kids, they probably bring, they're going down for that game because, like, there's a lot of stuff. It's a family friendly
It's a
city.
tourist city. Like, do you think there
Yeah.
are a lot of Orlando Magic fans?
The stadium actually has been packed for those
Has
games,
it
but
been? Yeah,
yeah.
but but how many of them are Magic fans, and how many, like you said, are visiting Disney and they're like, oh, we'll take the kids out to a Magic
Tickets are
game.
$50. Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, that's a good point.
I would say that like with LA too. Like, not a lot of people are LA fans. It's just like, oh, we're in town. Let's go see an Angels game. Like,
You'd
let's
be
go see.
surprised. Oh, Angels, yeah, but you'd be surprised for Dodgers. There's hardcore fans.
Yeah, Dodgers, yeah. But it's like the
Lakers too.
It's like the Yankees and the Mets though. Like, there are a ton of hardcore Yankees fans. People who go to Mets games are like, oh, I just want to see a baseball game.
It's cheap. Yeah, we're in the city.
Yeah,
It's the
it's the
lesser of
same
the two
thing
teams.
with the Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets. Like, no one's a
No
Brooklyn
one's
Nets
going to a
fan.
Nets game. Yeah, no one's a Brooklyn Nets fan.
Yeah, fuck
Yeah,
no.
that's
Like,
funny.
and
Yeah.
they shouldn't be a Knicks fan either, because the Knicks are fucking terrible. But like, they for some reason they're just rooted in it. Granted, the Yankees are terrible and so on and so forth. But
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know. I lean more toward the Cavs. Like, Donovan Mitchell is the best player in the series, and I love Darius Garland. They have better big
They're a
men, which
solid team.
could give the Celtics trouble, but it's purely like an intuition thing. Like, I got a feeling that like the it would be an easier time with the Cavs, and I can't sit here and really give you a bunch of facts that to say why. I think the Magic would give us more trouble, and I don't think either team really has much of a chance of beating us. But it's like, which one can we dispatch pretty early on? I think the Cavs were kind of a mess earlier this season, and when we were looking at the standings
They
very
were,
early on, when we were looking at the standings early on the season, they were like the seventh seed. Like, they weren't very good. And then like, you were in LA, and I think we recorded like 2 weeks later, and all of a sudden they were like the third seed, and we're like, how the fuck did this happen?
yeah, like so random. But I mean, they do have like talent. Like
Yeah, like I said.
there's guys there, Darius Garland, they got Donovan Mitchell, they even Jared Allen.
Yeah,
I don't know
Jared
why I
Allen's
like
in
Jared
there.
Allen a lot, but
Yeah,
I think I
except for
wanted
him.
him on the Celtics when he was a free agent, or it was when trade talks. I really wanted him on the Celtics, but yeah, he's a good, solid player, and
Yeah, that dude
I
can fly.
we shouldn't lose in a series against them. I think we still have the talent without Porzingis to just handle that series within, I think, five. I'll allow six, but like I wouldn't be happy if it went seven. That's sad. Like
Yeah.
if this series goes seven, kiss
We're
the
fucked.
championship goodbye. Yeah,
Yeah.
you can't get past the Cavs in the second round and within seven games. And I know it's playoffs, I know it's different atmosphere and
Yeah.
people come to play, but like come on guys, like you
Yeah.
have two of the top players in the world on your team, two top
And that's
tens
exactly the
supposedly.
point. Like, if the other team's supposed to bring it, like, so are we. And we're the best fucking team in the league, so we should smoke.
Yeah, did Donovan Mitchell make an all-star team this year, or anyone on the
Probably.
Cavs make an all? Yeah, but did
I
they?
would imagine maybe Donovan Mitchell, and then other than that, probably no.
We literally have a guy that's on the Olympic team. We have an all-star team, an all-star starter. They don't
Yeah,
even have
basically an
that.
all-star
Like,
starting lineup is what it should have been.
yeah, they don't even have that. So, like I said, if that series goes more than six games, that's kind of sad
Yeah, it's
on our part.
yeah, we're probably fucked at that point. And
Yeah.
then On the other side, the Pacers and the Knicks are facing off. That Knicks game last night was fucking nuts. I can't believe they won. They definitely shouldn't have won. Fuck
I
the
did not watch
Knicks.
it, but I saw the
Absolutely
end.
insane.
Yeah, they almost slipped
It
the
was
Pacers. I
insane.
mean, Philly come back.
Yeah, almost. But yeah, crazy the Pacers made it this far. They're a fucking surprise team. I knew they were going to beat the Bucks, but it's
Well,
still just
without
wild.
Giannis,
Yeah, Giannis sucks though. And
yeah.
like
Okay.
they won pretty convincingly. Like even if Giannis
Yeah.
was in there, I think the Bucks still would have lost. Like they're just fucking not good. And the Pacers just outpaced them. They had that crazy game winner, not last game, but 2 games ago. It was fucking nuts. I was like, oh, Pacers brought it today.
Yeah, so I get that.
Tyrese Halliburton's so sick. Pascal Siakam's balling for
Yeah, and I mean the Pacers will be tough. I think Knicks Pacers, if I had to
Yeah, who do you
guess,
think wins?
who's the home seat? Who's the it would be Knicks or
Knicks.
the
Knicks.
that's tough.
Care to place a $5 wager?
Well, I don't know. You don't even know who I'm gonna pick yet.
I know you're not going to pick the Pacers.
I was kind of leaning Pacers.
Really?
Yeah, I think Halliburton. I for some reason
I
I
hope
just think the
so.
Pacers are a better team top to bottom.
Yeah, they're
The
fast.
Knicks definitely good, but Brunson. I like the Knicks. I think they've been getting carried by Brunson. I haven't
Yeah,
watched a lot of
big
that.
time.
I didn't really watch a ton of that series. Just because we weren't going to play them regardless, so I didn't care to watch them. And I was hoping they would lose anyways to the 76ers because, like, I was hoping we'd eventually play the 76ers because, like, Embiid would probably get hurt and we'd just cruise to the finals. But yeah, I just think Brunson's carrying that team a little bit. And I think that's just going to come to an end at some point. He can't do that for three straight series in a row. Maybe he
Yeah,
can, sure, but
he had
like, that's
40
it.
points last night, and I'm watching. I'm like, when did all the scoring come? Because I watched the whole game, and I'm like,
Yeah.
yeah, he gets his free throws, he gets a lot of them, but I'm like, Jesus, like he's a free throw merchant like any other star in the league is, I guess. But I
Yep.
was like, I didn't see him drop 40.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like, dude, I'm leaning Pacers just because, like, I just don't think Brunson can keep doing what he's doing. I mean, for the game, and I'm a Brunson fan too. Like, guy's phenomenal. I just don't
Yeah.
think he can keep that up. Hopefully he does. That'd be cool if he did. Like, that would be cool to see as like a basketball fan. But I think Pacers should take that. They just have top to bottom. Their talent level is just better. I mean,
Yeah.
who they got? They got Tyrese Halliburton. They have Siakam too, right?
Siakam's a man, yeah.
So like that's a piece, and he is a little underrated. He might be a little overrated too, but
Yeah,
they
it's
have
weird. 2 years in
Aaron
between.
Naismith is starting on them for
Yeah,
them.
and he's
Oh,
been playing pretty well, surprisingly, which is wild because I thought he sucked.
they have two big men and Obi Toppin and Miles Turner. So like that right there, it's not bad. I mean, Obi Toppin is not anything crazy, but like still,
No, he gets the job done.
he gets the job done. And I think a lot of those guys have a chip on their shoulder. He's a guy that was traded from the Knicks, I believe. He
Yeah.
wasn't good enough. Who else did they get RJ Barrett? Where did RJ? Oh, no, he went
No,
to the
he's
Raptors.
a, yeah.
Siakam and then Naismith. I mean, they have an okay team, but
Yeah,
I
but
think
they
they should
just
win.
play fast. They play good as a team. So we aren't making a bet then, because there's no fucking way I'm ever betting on the Knicks. I fucking
No, I would
can't
like to see the
stand the
Pacers
Knicks.
win anyways. I think the
Yeah,
Pacers should be a better
exactly.
story. And honestly, I
Would.
think we'd crush the Pacers.
Oh, we would
So
fucking destroy the Pacers. Yeah.
with their fans too and that crap, like yeah, we that's a Mickey Mouse Club fan base. We're
It
gonna
would be a
crush them.
dick kicking. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Four
sorry,
games, four or five
Indiana.
games. Yeah. Sorry,
It's
Indiana,
been a
but
fun run.
you're not a basketball city. But
No.
yeah, we hopefully crush them. But yeah, I
Yeah.
think Pacers, we end up playing the Pacers in the conference finals, which should be a layup.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I overall, what's your confidence level in Celtics still? I know we asked this last week. Has it wavered at all, confidence level?
For like what, the finals?
Yeah.
Like
To
out of
make the
10, what are we
finals.
doing? Oh, to make it?
Yeah,
Nah,
percentage
go
wise,
85%.
85. Okay, well, I like
Lot.
those
A
percentages.
lot factors into like Porzingis. He's got to
Yeah,
be healthy.
yeah.
But even without him,
Yeah,
that
let's
I
see how we
wasn't
look in game one.
with him. I'm 95%.
Yeah.
Without him, I'm 85 to like still get to the finals,
Damn. Yeah, I hover
which
probably
is still
more in
crazy,
like the 70 to 80 range, but like
which is still
it's
high.
still
I
very
mean,
good odds. Like I still have the utmost confidence. I just like it. I just
wow, I have
worry.
more
I
confidence
think
in them than you do.
I
That's
know,
surprising.
and I was the one who was bashing my fist saying it's a guaranteed championship, and like everything. Nothing's
Yeah.
really changed, but I guess I'm Irish. I'm superstitious. Like I knock on wood when, I say something I shouldn't and stuff like that. Like it's the Irish in me that makes me act up. But it's like, fucking injuries, unpredictable shit. It just always seems to, while we're the most successful franchise in the NBA, it also seems like we're the most cursed. So I fucking worry about that.
Yeah, I mean, I do too. So we'll see. It's just, it's tough because, like, you never know what other injuries are going to come. Hopefully, none, but it's a long
Yeah,
playoff run. It's not,
that's
it's
the
definitely could be grueling if we, if it goes 7 games. It's definitely a long,
yeah,
it's,
unnecessarily. Like I want the guys to get rest so everyone's good and there's no excuses going into the conference finals and the playoffs.
yeah. I mean, before we, do you want to talk about the West at all, or you pretty,
Yeah, so what are we thinking out West? The Thunder are playing either the Mavs or Clippers, which has been a crazy fucking series.
yeah, is there, is that game on tonight? I kind of want to watch that at
Yeah, it
9:30.
is tonight at 9:30.
Dallas can close it out. I think Dallas should close it out. I don't know if Kawhi's playing. I don't even think it matters. They've been playing better
Yeah,
without Kawhi
they
anyways.
have been
I mean, the 2 games that they've won have been without Kawhi. I mean, they've
in the
also
two
lost games without
games.
Kawhi. So
Yeah. No, they've lost games with Kawhi.
yeah, so I think
It's so
either
weird.
or, I think Luka's going to close it out tonight. Who's the favorite? Dallas is a 7.5-point favorite. There must be
Damn.
someone else out because that's kind of a
Yeah.
lot. I don't
I
think
like the
they.
Clippers. I like the Clippers spread there.
Kawhi Leonard's not playing. Terrence Mann is game time decision, but who's has Terrence Mann been going off or something?
No, he's all right. He's
No, he's their
nothing
backup
special.
shooting
Yeah, I like
guard.
the Clippers spread there. Playoff P.
Yeah, I think they're gonna want to come out and like try to make this a close game. Yeah, I would actually. It's in Dallas though, so
Yeah, take the Clippers spread. I like that one. And then
I mean,
the
Mavericks kicked their
Tim.
butts in, but.
I know in the last game, but then before then, the Mavericks were up a ton, blew a lead to the Clippers, came back, and then the Clippers still ended up winning. It's like the Clippers run so hot and cold. And then we were talking about it earlier, Wolves Nuggets. How much faith do you have in the Wolves here?
I don't know. I really don't. I think this will be interesting series for them, I guess. I really want to watch that game one tomorrow. That's a seven. So
Yeah.
that'll tell a lot. It's in Denver, I believe. They have the one
Yes.
seed.
Yeah. Two seed.
I think Denver probably should win that game. But dude, I
Yeah.
don't know if Anthony Edwards keeps balling out like he's doing.
I think he's such a squid.
I don't know. And they have the big men to compete with Joker. So it's like, it's not like
Yeah.
they don't have the guys to go up
They
against him.
match up
Joker.
perfectly. I will give them that.
Exactly. They match up perfectly against him. And then I think Anthony Edwards versus what's his name on the Nuggets?
Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray. Yeah. So that could be an interesting matchup. I think Anthony Edwards just wants it more than Jamal Murray, but
Yeah.
Jamal Murray's been there, done that. So like he has the wisdom and all that to like, you know, he's been there. He's not probably scared of the moment.
No.
I don't think Anthony Edwards is either, but we'll see. He's young. He's very young.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough one there. I'm gonna give it to the Nuggets mostly just out of hate. I'm a hater. I hate the
How
Wolves.
many
I hate
games do you think
Anthony
that's
Edwards.
going?
Five. I think the Nuggets just
Nuggets in
completely shoot.
five. Whew.
Yeah, I think the Nuggets just shut down all this Timberwolf bullshit. Like everyone's so hyped on
Really?
Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves, and Jokic is just gonna go out there and give half of a shit and
And then
average
bet
a
on his
triple
ponies
double.
after.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's thinking about horse racing. He as he's throwing that over the shoulder, no look, baseline
It's
pass for a
incredible.
layup, he's gonna be like, what horse am I betting on tonight? He's not worried about the Wolves at all. I don't even think
Interesting.
he cares about winning another championship. He's just kind of floating through.
He's like, if I
He's
win,
like,
I win.
Yeah, it's like a 9 to 5 gym. He's like, oh, we got a game tonight. And he goes out there and fucking kills it. And he just wants to go
Gotta do it
home.
for the shareholders.
Yeah,
Gotta
exactly.
impress
He's
the
like, yeah.
shareholders.
It's like, I guess I get paid for this. And he goes out there and balls. I've never seen somebody who doesn't give a shit about
Gotta hit our
winning or
KPIs.
media. Yeah, exactly. He's like, ah, fucking. It's like, I'll help other people out, I guess. But
Yeah, gotta get these GP1 average up. Yeah, it's just like
yeah.
he's the Joker. It's weird. He just doesn't give a shit, but he's so
No.
good. Wow, 5 games they win. Well, I would have said
Yeah.
6 or 7. I'm leaning towards the Nuggets in that series, but
Yeah,
obviously they're the
it's
defending
hard
NBA
to
champions, so
say.
you kind of can't count them out.
Yeah.
And the
I
run
don't
they
think
did last year was
anyone's definitively betting against the Nuggets. Like, a lot of people are caught up in the hype train that is the Wolves.
oh, so much hype. So much hype on
Yeah.
the Wolves.
But I don't
Yeah.
think anyone's like, yeah, they're gonna smoke the Nuggets. Like, no one thinks they're gonna smoke the Nuggets.
Yeah, I mean, it's game one will be very telling, I think.
Yeah.
Even though it's in Denver, I think it'll be very telling to see how the Wolves come out and play. If they put
Yeah,
up a
they match
deep,
up perfectly.
if they come out and play hard and say they, even if they keep it within 10 the whole game and lose whatever, then I think they'll have a chance to win the series. But
Big
if they
talk.
come out and just throw up a dud, then
Yeah, set the tone for the series where they just get clapped.
yeah, they get clapped. I still wouldn't count them out, but I still think they could probably steal. Like the Lakers stole a game, but
Yeah, and that's why I
they
said
have LeBron
five
James and
games.
Anthony Davis. So it's like
Yeah, but
two
they
of the
said two.
they're old and crumbled up now. But yeah,
Yeah.
and we'll see. We'll see. Like I said, they have the guys to go against Joker, Gobert, kind of weak sauce, but
Yeah.
he's big. He can
Yeah.
and
He's
then
a
Towns
multiple
too.
time defensive player of the year for a reason. Towns is a lesbian. Towns not doing anything.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, he's big.
He's
And
that's about it.
Towns has been
He's not
playing, I
imposing.
think Towns has been playing decent basketball
Yeah,
too
because all he does
recently.
is shoot threes. He sucks. God, it's
He's been
brutal.
playing good. I
Watching
mean,
Karl Anthony Towns play basketball is like watching old people fuck.
I've never seen that. So
You're missing out. Well, after this, you got your
and they have
opportunity.
Naz
Hop
Reid
online.
too. Naz Reid, we'll say this last thing. Naz Reid's probably going to be the
Yeah.
sixth man of the year. So, did he win it? Did they already come out with that?
No, they come out with it at the end of like before the finals, I believe.
I think, let me just look that up. I think Naz Reid is the
He
front runner
has
for
been
that.
playing sick. Yeah, because Cat was out for a while.
Yeah, let me see just Fox Sports what they have. I can see an article like in Malik Monk. The odds. Malik Monk, yeah. I guess, wow, Malik Monk's runaway. -280.
Really? Damn, he's been balling.
Okay. Well, then Naz Reid's second in that list. So, yeah, he's
Didn't realize
plus two.
Malik Monk was playing that
It's a
well.
runaway between Malik Monk. He's -280, which is like kind of a sure thing. He's going to
Yeah,
win it.
he's gonna win.
And then Naz Reid at +230. And then the next guy's Bogdanovich at +3,100. So it's like there's a huge drop off between the top two, Naz Reid and Malik Monk. But yeah,
Yeah.
Naz Reid, I watched a couple of those games. He's been balling. He's a solid
Yeah, it's
contributor off the
three
bench.
balls perfect. He can lay it up. He's
He can shoot. Yeah,
fast.
shoot the three. I thought you said something else, but yeah, he can shoot the three. They just have a solid team. Do they have the bench to
Yeah.
keep up with the Nuggets? Not
Probably not.
really.
Granted, I don't think
After
the Nuggets bench is stellar either, but
no, but they've, like I said, I think they're not scared of
yeah.
anybody after winning that
No.
championship last year. They
Exactly.
have such a good pedigree. They're smart. They don't turn the ball over a lot. It's just they got everything working, clicking.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Yeah, it's been a wild one so far. Some of these games have been fucking fantastically entertaining. Like I said, the Knicks Sixers game last night, I was flipping out. It was like midnight. I'm like, I can't leave this fucking couch. Like, this is unbelievable. So
Yeah.
hopefully we get some entertaining games down the stretch. Not so much by the Celtics. I'm as entertained by a Celtics blowout as I would be by a close win. Like, I just want to see them
Really?
kick dicks in. Yeah, they've got.
I've been shutting these games off at like fourth
Oh,
quarter.
really? I watched the whole thing. I love a Celtics blowout. Every other blowout, I'm like, yeah, I get the picture. But I.
I think the first game I didn't even watch. I was like, this should like even going like we were saying it's gonna be a blowout. I'm like, this
Yeah.
really not gonna there's not gonna be much to watch here besides them getting
Yeah, you're
like
like,
through
I'm
that.
gonna place my first quarter bets, make sure that
First
hits, and I'm
half bet,
out.
dude. All the bets
Yeah.
hit in the first half. It's like, okay, then
You're like, all right,
they're up
sweet.
30
Free
at
money.
half. What else is there to watch at this point? It's like this
Yeah.
is what it's expected anyways. Like
All right, time to
you're
put on Law
expected.
and Order.
Yeah, exactly. Go do something
That's
outside. It's been nice out, so it's like
what
the
it's
series is a little
been
different, but like I'm not going
always.
into it being like we're gonna blow out every game, but like It's still kind of expected.
Now we might get some close ones. I hope not.
It's still pretty expected to blow out the Cavs of the Magic.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's a wrap on episode 119 of the Rafters podcast brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. Throw us a like, rate, subscribe. Anything you can would be greatly appreciated. And that's a later.
Peace.